All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad that you are on this podcast and praying that you are starting out the week right with a little bit of motivation to get you through, but also that kind of encouragement that we all need to stay on the journey together. Well, today I want to share a couple things that I hope inspire you. Number one, a dear friend of mine, his name is Titus. Some of you who know me know him, who know people at Grace know him and out there in the world. But he is a man of just great faith. He lives in Nellore, India. We've partnered in some outreach over the past 18 years. It's hard to believe that much time has gone by, but he just turned 62 years old. And for his birthday, he got up very early in the morning within the community in which he lives and the community around him. They have a food truck, a food ministry, a refrigerator on the street to help people who are down on their luck, down on resources to help provide some daily sustenance. And they cooked chicken biryani in these huge vessels. And then they loaded it up into their food truck and they headed out to a surrounding village of an area where no one has a home. They live under a blue tarp. They have no sleeping mats. When the rains come, the typhoons come, everything is flooded, everything is blown away. And on his birthday, they spent time serving that community and providing a banquet feast, a meal, a celebration of life. His heart was brimming with joy being able to serve in that way. And then later in the day, when they got back to the church, there's a precious family there that are really struggling both in health and resource. And so Titus, instead of receiving a gift, bought a gift to give to their son, a young boy who were helping to go to school, and they bought him a bicycle so that he could make his way to school and back. Having a bicycle like that there is a really, really, really big deal. And this young man felt so honored to receive it. And Titus felt overjoyed to give it. Those are magical moments. Those are the moments that make up a life. Those are the things that inspire. And too often we dive into the history books to read about those who've gone before us, about what they did back then. And yes, those things are important, but is it not also important to tell today's stories of those in our current time, in our current life, who are laying down their life, pouring out life, inspiring life? Yes, we must tell those stories. For we are sojourners, co-creators here in the world, walking, loving, and serving together. And that is food for the soul. It keeps us going. Those are so important. And so who around you is providing that kind of endurance or inspiration? And like I said last week, who are you doing that for? These are important questions. You know, the Greek word for patience is most properly translated as a conquering endurance. Yes, patience, a conquering endurance. Who conquers your depression with their sheer endurance? Who endures with you in times of crisis or failed relationships? When those contrarian naysayers are getting their kicks out of kicking you, who stays with you and accompanies you while you journey through that foreign country called pain? A landscape with its own language, culture, rituals, and environs. Yes, pain. Who is your endurance alongside? Well, Jesus asked three of his disciples to stay near him while he cried and he prayed before he was arrested in that garden. And we all need companions in our suffering, which is the deepest meaning of bear one another's burdens. Not who carries your burdens for you, but who bears with you, stays with you, and endures with you while you are carrying those burdens? Who bears you up when you get beat up? That is a good question, yes? Well, Kurt Vonnegut thought that AA might turn out to be America's most important contribution to Western civilization because it gave us two gifts. First, it pioneered mechanisms to combat alcoholism and other addictions. Second, and most important, it provided a networked family of encouragers around the world. Encouragers are needed, yes, in our home, yes, in our local community, in our zip code, but those encouragers are needed all around the world. A networked family of encouragers. And we as the church on earth are called to be encouragers rather than judgers. We're called to let us love one another. That's the true passing of the peace. Let us love one another. The world has its own four-letter word, and we have ours. Ours is L-O-V-E, love. And so we lead with love. We lead with heart. We lead with passion. We lead with compassion, because none of us go alone. And so in conclusion for your Motivational Monday here, this is a parting blessing of the Tutsil Indians of Guatemala. This is what they say. Long life, honey in the heart, no evil, and 13 thank yous. Long life, honey in the heart, no evil, and 13 thank yous. Yes, may we all give that kind of blessing in our world. All right, go be motivated. Good day.